Today, the prophet Jeremiah tells us, "Cursed is the one who trusts in human beings, who seeks his strength in flesh, and who turns away from God." But then he goes on to soften his tone. "Blessed are those who trust in the Lord. The Lord will be their hope." In one of the sources I found, the comment was made was, it sounded like Jeremiah was having a bad day. But it's true. Stephen Covey, the author of The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, tells us that trust is the glue of life. It is the most essential ingredient in effective communication. It is the foundational principle that holds tight all relationships. According to the dictionary, to trust is to have a firm belief in another's honesty, to rely upon someone, to have a confident expectation, or to hope or to care for something. Very broad. But the bottom line, to trust someone is to believe in them, to have faith in them, and to hope in them. So, I ask, what does it mean to trust in the Lord? Is your interpretation of trusting in the Lord the same as your neighbor's? Is your neighbor's interpretation the same as mine? To help us better understand what it means, consider this example of a 2-year-old child who completely trusts in their parents to provide all of their childhood needs. This includes the love, the food, the shelter, clothing, education, medical care, religious upbringing, values, security, and all the other basic necessities that will ensure them the fullness of their physical and spiritual growth. Now, does that 2-year-old ever say to their parents, "I'm going to go find my own place to stay," or "I think I'm going to go down to McDonald's and feed myself"? Well, maybe sometimes. No. The children accept with joy and thanksgiving all that their parents can and do provide. To trust in the Lord is exactly the same. It means that we adults must accept with joy and thanksgiving all that God provides us. To trust in God means exactly that. Trust in God. It does not mean to trust in oneself. To trust only in oneself is to break the first commandment. To place more trust in oneself than in God means to mistrust God. So why should we trust God? Simple. It's because since God loved us first, he trusted us first. He trusted us with the care of the earth, the environment, and all its creatures. He trusted parents with the souls of their children. He trusted us with the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. He trusted us with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. As members of the body of Christ, he trusted us with the Holy Catholic Church. The Lord God trusted the spiritual health of believers to the care of the ministers of the word. He trusted orphans to some parents. He trusted the care of the sick and the elderly to their caregivers. He trusted proper treatment and rehabilitation of prisoners to correction officers. He trusted employers with employees to ensure that they will be properly paid for their proper day's work. Today, Jesus tells us that those who will be blessed will be the poor and the hungry, those who wept because of injustices in the world, those who were hated, excluded, reviled, and defamed, on all on account of the Son of Man. They are the ones who trusted in the divine justice of the Lord God. They are the ones who will receive their just rewards. My brothers and sisters, the Lord God has trusted us with much. He has given us much. Remember the parable of the talents? The Lord gives us much and expects us to gain much more than what he has placed in our trust. If we take what the Lord has given us and abuse it, in the end, we will have nothing. If we take what has been given to us in trust and invest it in our spiritual growth, in our love towards others, in our caring for those in our trust, much, much more shall be given to us. This is the law, a spiritual law of divine justice. During the coming week, take some time to reflect on what has been placed in your trust. Our trust towards the Lord God and our trust towards one another. For what we do to others, we do to Jesus. Let us pray for God's grace to enlighten our minds so that we can perceive our human weaknesses and take positive steps to correct them. Then, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in the most holy name of Jesus, let us embrace a spiritual mind and correct any lack of trust we may have, so that just like that two-year-old child, we may enjoy the fullness of life. Let me close with a small poem. Trust him when dark doubts assail you. Trust him when your strength is small. Trust him when to simply trust him seems the hardest thing of all. Trust him, he is always faithful. Trust him, for his will is best. Trust him, for the heart of Jesus is the only place of rest. Blessed are they who trust in the Lord.